Okay, good morning, good night of Shabbos. Welcome back to the weekly Sfas Emes Shir. If you weren't here last week, it's okay, I wasn't either. We did have the Shir. I gave it in New Jersey in Beth Abraham, which was a pleasure and a very geschmack. And hopefully you got the recording. All the recordings of all the Shirim go online. They go on the YU Torah website if you want access that way. Or you can go to our website, yukolel.la.com/Shirim. And you can find really all the Shirim from the Kolel there. On that note, all the learning this month, the month of Kislev, is sponsored by RSPC, Rosenberg and Steinmetz PC. You get a special zechus if you can guess what the PC stands for. The zechus that you get to sponsor, it might be pen collection, but you didn't hear what the gift is. The prize is that you could sponsor the next month of learning if you get PC correct. So email me, jsteinmetz@yukolel.com. What RSPC, what the PC stands for. If you figure it out, you can sponsor the following month of learning. Today's shiur is sponsored by Asher Adler, our loyal arranger of the shiur, our gabbai, in honor of the Avrei Kolel. We appreciate that sponsorship as well.
And mazel tov on your grandchild.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Kain Yirbu. So, our Kolel, Baruch Hashem, had its first Kolel baby. I feel like a Zayda. So, in this week's parsha, we have an interesting idea of the brachos of Yaakov, the brachos that Yitzchak gives to Yaakov, and the brachos that Yitzchak gives to Esav. Now, there was a mix-up. The one of the brachos was supposed to be received by one, not the other. Okay, that's not really exactly what we're going to talk about right now. But I want to do this morning, b'siyat d'shmai b'li neder, is actually not bringing out in anything other than Sfas Emes. If you look at the sheet in front of you, there's, I think, seven pieces from Sfas Emes here. So if we can get through just a fraction of them, we'd have accomplished a lot. But even if we don't, as always, it's encouraged to take the sheets home, or if you're listening online, to print them and bring them to the Shabbos table, because it'll either be the Divrei Torah that we share today that you can share at the table, or you can always find more here that we don't get to. One interesting thing we'll note in the brachos, and we'll talk about a few explanations that Sfas Emes gives over the course of the years in this week's parsha. So first of all, if you look at the brachos in source number one, the bracha to Yaakov from Yitzchak, Vayigash Yaakov, right? These are the brachos to Yaakov, even though he thinks he's giving them to Esav. Says the pasuk from Yitzchak, V'yitin lecha Elokim mital ha-shamayim u'mishmane ha-aretz v'rov dagan v'sirosh. So the pasuk says that the bracha is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elokim yitain lecha, he should give to you mital ha-shamayim mishmane ha-aretz, from the dew of the skies and from the fat of the land. If you were ever fortunate enough to be stuck at Yik on Matzei Shabbos, so you know these tukim by heart. We say V'yitin Lecha every single week. I'm there every week. It's a big schus to be stuck there. We have a chance to learn before Ma'ar. We have a shir every week, Shalosh Shudas time, that usually I say. Last 2 weeks I didn't say, but usually I get to say that shir. And then we daven Ma'ar together, and the biggest schus is it extends for about 45 minutes later, because we say V'yitin Lecha also. So if you know... It's a pitch. So if you're there, you know Vitin Lechabahart. So the first part of the bracha is Mital Hashemayim Mishmanei Haaretz. It's a very beautiful bracha. It's the Ramban struggles over here. The Ramban is bothered. What's the bracha? Everyone gets dew every day. That's not such a bracha. So the Ramban says you're misunderstanding what... Well, he has two answers. The first answer, you're misunderstanding what bracha means. You have to look inside for what he means. But he questions the bracha inherently Me'uvei. A more, I think, fundamental, interesting question is if you look at the Birchas Esav here in the second paragraph of source number one, you see Esav is all upset, he didn't get the bracha, so Yitzchak responds, Vayan Yitzchak Ave Vayomer, I love his bracha. Hine Mishmane Ha'aretz Yeh Moshe Vechu Mital HaShemayim Me'al. So first of all, it's interesting to note the order is flipped, Mishmane Ha'aretz and then Mital HaShemayim. So that's something that other Mepharshim deal with. We're not going to talk about that now. But the most important glaring question is, what's the difference between the brachas? It's two different brachas, so much so that Yaakov apparently stole the bracha that was supposed to go to Esav. But if there's such different brachas that belong to different people, it's exactly the same. Mital HaShemayim, Mishmanei Haaretz. Mishmanei Haaretz, Mital HaShemayim. What's the difference? There's really no difference at all. Now, there's one comment of Rashi that does not seem to address it, but we do need to preface everything we're going to say with it, because every answer this Sfas Emes gives is going to come back to this Rashi. Rashi says, when it says, V'yitain Lecha, Rashi is Mefarish, Yitain V'yachzer V'yitain. It's quoting from Chazal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give and continue to give. By the way, that's one of the things that factors into the Ramban's answer to his original question we mentioned before that we're not going to deal with, that there's a v'yitain lecha consistency and a constant nature to the bracha that's given to Yaakov. Okay, but v'yitain lecha is yitain v'yachzer v'yitain. So again, it's mital ha-shamayim, mishmanei haaretz, mishmanei haaretz, mital ha-shamayim. What's the difference between the two brachas? That's the kasha that bothered the Sfas Emes many years in a row. So if you look in source number one, we have from Shnas Tuf Reish Lamed Vav, 1875. One day I'm going to test you guys on this. 1875. So he says like this, Hefresh Birchas Yaakov, the Birchas Esav. What's the difference between the bracha to Yaakov and the bracha to Esav? V'yitin lacha Elokim. It's the fact that it says V'yitin lacha Elokim uve'esav k'siv yim oshavecha. You notice that now? In the pasuk by Yaakov, it says V'yitin lacha Elokim talashmai mishmane aretz. By Esav, there's no nesina, there's no v'yitin lacha, it's just hinei. Mishmane aretz yim oshavecha mitalashmai me'al. You will benefit from talashmayim, you will benefit from Shmanei Aretz, but there's no v'yitein lacha, there's no nesina from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Esav. Ki at tzadik, someone who's a tzadik, eino rotz elios nimsar b'yad atzmo shem davar. You know what a tzadik wants? He doesn't want that he should be the one who gets to make his own money, who gets to make his own parnas, who gets to get his own due, his own Shmanei Aretz. Rak lios nitan lo mei Hashem Yisbarach b'chol eishi yitzdarif. He wants to be the recipient. He wants to be the benefit. He wants to be the beneficiary of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bracha. He wants to benefit from the bracha, a nesina from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't want to get it on his own and take advantage of those brachas whenever he so pleases. He wants to be given those gifts when they're necessary. Why? Why does he want them specifically when they're necessary? Kedei shelo yochal chelko ba'olam hazeh. Because he doesn't want that his chelek, his schar, should be eaten up, should be used up in this world. Meaning the tzaddik has a longer term vision. The tzaddik has a vision of Olam Haba. Every Jewish person has a vision of Olam Haba. The ultimate schar, the benefit we're going to receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not in this world. We don't want to get all the schar in the world and benefit all the time and always be in a state of getting hana from this world. We want to be prushim a little bit. We want to take a little bit of a step back, not benefit entirely from this world all the time and whenever we so please. We want that when we need a bracha, we need a parnas in order to live. We need a good meal on Shabbos in order to be able to go to shul and daven properly. We need a healthy family b'siyat d'shmaya so that we can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with ourselves and with them. But we want each of those brachas as necessary, as necessitated by Avodas Hashem. So we want the bracha the way the Rambam talks about in the Halachos, that we want the bracha to be a source of an inspiration, but also an ability to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we don't want endless bracha that we just get to tap into whenever we so please, because we want it to be that we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us schar only as necessary, so that the real schar is retained for Olam Haba, and that we can get that when we really want it in Olam Haba. That's what the Sfas Emes says. One pshat in Yitin Lacha, in Yitin V'Yachzer V'Yitin. When the pasuk says V'Yitin Lacha, that's what Rashi comments. So the Sfas Emes perish b'chol eis nesina chadasha. That it shouldn't be a case of Kadosh Baruch Hu puts all the brachas in the world in front of us, and then we just get to eat to heart's desire, just benefit from all the bracha all the time. No, V'Yitin Lacha, V'Yachzer V'Yitin Lacha. It should be every time that we need it, again and again, small things, and says the Sfas Emes continues, we're not going to get into it, quoting from Simcha Banim Pshischa, really we should be thankful even for the smaller brachas because of that, because we should realize that really what we want is the hand to mouth, so to speak. Every time it's necessary to benefit from the bracha, yitin lecha v'yachzer v'yitin lecha, but not one big nesina that we're just able to fress on for the rest of our lives. That's the first thing Sfas Emes says, the difference between Yaakov and Esav, that Yaakov wants a bracha and receives a bracha of yitin lecha yachzer v'yitin lecha, that it should be only k'dei tzorech, only for what I need in each and every moment, but not an endless bracha that we can just benefit from whenever we like. And the second one that you have over here in Os Beis, from Shnas Tav Reish Lamed Tes, so you have in the Sfas Emes a very, very beautiful answer as well. V'yitin lecha Elokim. So, and the Rashi quotes the Medrash, yitin v'yachzer v'yitin. Yitin lecha Elokim. So we'll get back to that later, mitzvah Hashem b'li neder. So, perish. Zed gam be'esav amar mishmanei aretz mitala shemayim. So the Sfas Emes is asking the same question here. I don't understand. Mitala shemayim, mishmanei aretz, same thing by Esav. What's better about Yaakov's bracha? Acha hevrish hu anasina shebirich liYaakov. Sheyiyolo dveikus bekabalas hashefa miyad hanosin baruchu v'zos Iker HaBracha. This is so gorgeous. This is so beautiful. The Sfas Emes says like this. Esav also gets Tala Shemayim Mishmanei Aretz. You know how he gets it? Anyone here have a dog? How do you feed your dog? Well, maybe you love your dog more than I don't love your dog. But the way I would feed your dog if I had to, or let's say it was a stray dog so you didn't really love it so much either, because I just realized maybe now I'm going to offend you with what I'm about to say. So how do you feed a dog? How do you feed a dog? You put the food in front of the dog and you walk away and the dog eats the food. Okay, maybe you put it on your cheek and he kisses you while he's eating. I don't know. I don't want to get involved in your dog relationship. But you put it in the bowl in front of him, he goes and eats and then he runs away. That's how you feed something that you have to take care of it. But there's no personal relationship, or there's a very minimal personal relationship between an animal and its owner. So Esav gets mitala shemayim u'mishmanei aretz. He gets to receive the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch. He's a human being who's going to be supported in this world. Hashem's not going to not feed him. But he just gets, Hashem puts mitala shemayim u'mishmanei aretz, yiyeh moshe becha. That's what you'll get in this world. But says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by Bnei Yisrael, no, it's v'yitein lecha. There's going to be an asina. There's going to be an interaction. There's going to be a personal relationship. I'm going to be the giver and you're going to be the recipient. We're going to have a give and take over here that you're going to receive from me the bracha and you're going to be able to get the relationship from that as well. It's an asina. It's a v'yitein lecha and not just a yihye. Not just that you'll benefit from whatever I place in front of you. You'll eat and you'll walk away and we won't have that connection. Zesha kasav, that's what, or Zesha Amar, whatever, in the Medrash, Yitain v'yachzor v'yitain, perish, shetamid yesh lo dveikas b'shorash hashefa. There will always be an asina, there's always going to be a relationship. It's not just going to be, I place it in front of you and now go enjoy and live your life. No, it's going to be give it. It's going to be giving all the time, constantly, that relationship. U'le'esav amr sh'yiyah lo atzarech lo, yiyah ech sh'yiyah. Esav, you'll get what you need to get. Don't worry, the bowl will be there with food in it. But there's not going to be an asina. There's not going to be that relationship between a giver and a taker. That's what the Sfasama says, such a beautiful pshat. And V'yitin Lecha represents that difference between the way Klal Yisrael are going to benefit from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the way the Umos HaOlam are going to benefit from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shefa in this world. Now in Source Gimel, at the bottom of the page, page number one, you have something very related to the previous Sfasama, but a little bit deeper, a little bit more of an advanced inyan. It's from an earlier year, Tafresh Lamed Aleph. The Sfasama says like this, he quotes Rashi, Ki l'chora in hefresh kol kach ben bracha ben birchas Yaakov le'esav, what's the difference? Mital HaShemayim Mishmanei Aretz, same thing. Isa, ki a hefresh bein yitain liyeh. Same exact answer. He says the Zohar Kaddish already points this out, that the main difference between the brachos is that dafka by a Yaakov Avinu, it says v'yitain lecha, by Esav it's left out and it's just yiyeh lecha. V'aperish ha-pashat. Here's the pshat, says the Sfas. When does Yaakov receive brachos? So Esav gets his food because he's a human being who deserves to be fed. When does Yaakov, or Klal Yisrael in general, when do we get bracha? When do we get bracha? When we earn it. When we deserve it. When we reach a level of shleimus, we're doing mitzvahs, we're performing properly, we're learning Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards us with bracha. Because of the katnas amochim, we get confused about this. But ultimately, all of our neshamas know that we don't want what the Mesilas Yesharim made famous. You know, embarrassing bread. Whatever, you guys know what I'm talking about. Nahamad the Kisufa, very good. Nahamad the Kisufa, we don't want bread that's embarrassing in the sense that someone just gives you bread because, oh, you're a Nebuch and he gives you bread. No, we don't want Nahamad the Kisufa, that's embarrassing. We want to work for our bread. We want to earn what we get as a bracha. So the bracha to Yaakov is certainly in that sense of Yitain Lecha bracha, that if you achieve Shleimus, when you achieve Shleimus, then you'll be able to receive bracha. That's what the Sfas Emes says, the reason that the bracha is prefaced is Vayigash Vayishak Lo, Vayarach Ezreach Begadav. We know Reach Beni Kireach Asada. We know Chazal say that that's referring to the Reach Began Eden. Meaning when a Yitzchak Avinu, or representing Kaddish Baruch Hu as the Mevarich through a Kaddish Baruch Hu, when a Yitzchak Avinu or a Kaddish Baruch Hu himself recognizes the Reach Began Eden on us, when he sees that we're performing mitzvahs, that we're acting properly, then there's a V'yitin Lecha, then there's a Bracha afterwards. Beautiful. V'zesha Amar, and the Medrash, V'yitin V'lo Yitin Sheyeh La'olam, it's on those saying in the bold in the bottom. She had davak b'shoresh. Hashem Yisbarach shemimenu habracha. V'zesh kazav yachzer b'yitin lecha. Ki mekabel matnas Hashem Yisbarach karoi. Ma lenachas ruach liyotzro. V'aydezeh no sein lo yoser. Says Sfas Emes like this. Why does it say v'yitin lecha? Because v'yitin lecha implies what Chazal draw out. V'yitin yachzer v'yitin. And the pshat is like this. When a person does nachas ruach, gives nachas ruach to Hashem. He does mitzvahs. He does ma'isim tovim. And he earns bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him bracha. Then what happens? What do you do with that bracha? Like we mentioned from the Rambam before, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us bracha? To utilize it in Avodas Hashem. So what do we do with the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us? We give it back, basically. So we're going to give it back, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, more nachas ruach, more bracha. And you end up engaging in this cyclical relationship of give and take, yitain v'yachzor v'yitain. Not only that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives and gives, but we actually give back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and because of that, there's a cyclical nature that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reciprocates and gives back to us and again and again. V'zet perish v'yachzor v'yitain sheyavo b'chazara b'hakabala El Hashem Yisbarach HaNosein. The one who is Nosein then receives from us Kiviyachol. He receives the bracha back, and then he reciprocates in kind. And that relationship we develop with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so much deeper, not only what we mentioned before, which is a gorgeous, beautiful concept, of the fact that there is a Nosein and there is a Mekabel, makes a relationship. Hashem is feeding us hand to mouth. Not only that, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu feeds us, and then we feed him back, so to speak, and then he returns the favor. And that nature of the cycle of give and take, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the Yitain Lecha. Yitain, the Yachzor, Yitain. Such a beautiful, beautiful concept. If you look in the second page, the indented section from your Tafresh Lamed Aleph, again, still earlier, the Sfas Emes has a similar idea, and he gives a mashal from a Medrash. The mashal is to a river that has next to it a little pit in the ground. So once the river is filled up enough, it will overflow into the pit in the ground next to it. And then what happens after that? In the beginning, it's true. The river overflowed into the pit and filled the pit. But once that pit fills up, now there's a hashaka, as we call it in halacha, right? There's a, literally speaking, the two waters are kissing each other. So there's a tarobas, there's a mixing, al-pi halacha, that's very important for hilchos mikvaos. So who's giving to who at that point? To whom? Sorry. That word is almost dead, but it's not dead yet by me. Who is giving to whom? To each other. The river is transferring water into the bore is transferring water into the river, and it's really this combined nature of yitain ve'achzor yitain. He says that's the mashal to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a schar, you see? He gives us a schar, in the beginning he fills us up. But once he fills us up, if we use that and return it to him, then it's yitain ve'achzor yitain. And it's not just that we keep receiving schar from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's also true, but the schar we receive, we give back to him. And there's this beautiful v'yitain lecha that's limited to Yaakov Avinu. That's a relationship only we could have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not the Umos HaOlam. In Dalet on page 2, another answer in the Sfas Emes, another explanation in the Sfas Emes. So the Sfas Emes is like this. Tafresh Lamed Zayin. Perisha Inin. Again, we're asking, what's the difference between Yaakov and Esav, Mishmanei Arts and Mital Shemayim? Same bracha. Perisha Inin. Achi vaday olam haza le'esav. It's true. Olam haza, we mentioned before, the Goyim want olam haza, we want olam haba. Olam haza le'esav, they're going to be the main beneficiaries of the olam haza dika brachas. Brachas shetzarech lavo al yidei Yaakov. The bracha that the non-Jews receive in this world is only through Yaakov. Meaning if B'nai Yisrael didn't exist, there wouldn't be bracha, there wouldn't be shefa coming down to this world, and there wouldn't be an overflow to the non-Jews. So Esav only receives his bracha in this world through a Yaakov Avinu. That's why it says, V'Yaakov V'yitain Lecha, U'B'Esav Mishmanei Arts Yeyeh Moshevecha, Ki Chol HaShefa Tzarech Leiri L'B'nai Yisrael. It goes like this. V'yitain Lecha Yaakov, you will get the bracha from me. Okay, then Yiyeh Moshevecha, Esav will also benefit from the bracha. The bracha is going to come to Yaakov. The bracha is going to come to the Klal Yisrael. Elamai, the Goyish inhabitants of this world will also receive the overflow of that bracha. The Sfas Emes calls over here, V'heim Nechshavim Shirayim L'gabi Koch HaNesina. They're going to benefit from the leftovers, the remnants of the bracha. So the Klal Yisrael are going to be the recipients, the main recipients, the direct recipients of the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the overflow will go to Esav. Now Sfas Emes says, it's still true, the people who engage in, indulge in the Olam Hazeh more and the most primary recipients of Schar Olam Hazeh are certainly the Goyim. We want Olam Haba. We're trying to be Prushim in this world to whatever degree we can be. But even if you see in this world that the non-Jews are benefiting from Olam Hazeh more than the Jews, he says this explicitly, he says that's not because the bracha wasn't to us. It's because there was more bracha to us. He says even the Zman HaBeis HaMikdash, that was the time when there was the deepest connection, the most obvious connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore the most obvious Schar in this world, the most obvious period of up in history in this world. If you look at those periods in history, the people who were benefiting from Olam Hazeh more were the Goyim, not the Jews. The Jews didn't really have such a gishmak Olam Hazeh. I mean, there were some wealthy Jews and some not wealthy Jews. There were some Jews who ate well and some Jews who didn't eat well. There were some Jews who were full of disease, and there's some Jews who weren't full of disease. But if you look, it was Rome, it was the Greeks. Every time in period in history, it was the non-Jews who were benefiting from indulging in this world. So what, they got more of a bracha? No. They only got the bracha in this world because the Jews were in a high place at that point. Because the Klal Yisrael had a base of Mikdash, there was much more shefa into this world. There was a much bigger v'yitain lecha Yaakov in this world of schar and of hana, and that overflowed to the non-Jews who took advantage of it in this world. But the bracha is always to us, and that's what the Sfas Emes says. If Esav only realized, such a katnas amochin, he was so upset that Yaakov received the bracha. That was my bracha. Tipish. The fact that Yaakov received the bracha is why you're going to benefit from this world going forward. You want bracha in this world? Sit back and be quiet. Let Yaakov get the bracha. Because only through a v'yitin lecha that you're going to get anything in this world. That's what the Sfas Hashem says. The difference between the bracha of Yaakov and Esav is in the v'yitin lecha again. V'yitin lecha, it's to you. Okay, v'haya, yiyeh moshevecha, you Esav, you'll also end up benefiting from, because you'll live in the vicinity, you'll live in the same world. By being, you know, in close proximity to Yaakov, maybe you'll benefit from bracha. But it's a v'yitin lecha Yaakov. That's specifically designated for Yaakov. The bracha, the overflow goes to Esav and the umos ha'olam. Four beautiful mahalchim that Sfas Emes has in explaining the difference between V'yitin Lecha of Yaakov and the V'yitin Moshevecha of Esav. Just in source number two, very briefly, you have another beautiful nekud that the Sfas Emes has, draws out from a medrash here on this very pasuk. Again, it's not the same question, but the same pasuk. V'yitin Lecha Elokim, so the medrash says, we mentioned it very briefly before, but medrash V'yitin Lecha Elokim, V'yitin Lecha Elokuso. So we interpret this as V'yitin Lecha Elokim, Mital HaShemayim Mishmanei Aretz, Hashem, HaElokim, will give you from the dew and from the fat of the land. The Medrash says an additional level of interpretation over here is that the Pasuk is saying, V'yitin lecha HaElokim. That the bracha is going to be that you are going to receive, it's going to be given to you, HaElokim. Meaning, V'yitin lecha Elokuso. You're going to receive the Elokus of Elokim. Says the Sfas Emes, HaKavana Shetzarech Ish Yisrael Lekabel Elokuso Yisbarach Shmo Mikol Nimtza Shabola. We've spoken this in the past. Everything in this world, you know, you could talk in more Hasidic terms or just more normal terms. The Hasidic terms is nitzotzos. Everything in this world has nitzotzos, has sparks of Kedusha that we have to dig out, we have to find, we have to uplift from the mundane of this world. So when you're eating a cholent, that's very mundane human activity. It's a very base activity. But if you do it in a way that it's Shabbos and there's Onek Shabbos and there's Dibre Torah and you're doing it with Kavana, so you can uplift that and you can make that Shabbos, then you make that a mitzvah. So everything has that. Everything in this world, everything physical, everything gashmias has Elokus in it. And our job in this world is to mevara Elokus in everything. That's gashmias. And says the Sfas Emes, that's the bracha of Yitin Lecha Elokim. V'hu bracha Shiyitin Lecha Elokim Mital HaShemayim U'mishmanei Aretz. You see, do... You see the fat of the land. You see everything physical, everything gashmi, rov dagam nesirosh. Bechol zeh timsa elokusa yizbarach shemel. Yitin lecha elokim. Hashem is going to give you the elokim from the tal hashemayim mishmanei aretz. Mi tal hashemayim mishmanei aretz. Hashem is going to give you the elokus from within those physical entities in this world. Uve'emes dorish ha-medrash achar zeh. The next line in the medrash is mital hashemayim is a drasha al menachos v'nesachim v'karbanos. How come the medrash sees a connection here between, oh, you're going to get the dew of the sky, you're going to get the fat of the land, you're going to get wheat, you're going to get wine. What does that have to do with karbanos? Hakol inin echad laharos ki bebeis hamikdash al yidei karbanos niskar b'kol advar ma'ela l'shorish. Because what were karbanos? Karbanos were taking meat. Karbanos were taking fat of the land. Karbanos were taking the niska yayin, niska mayim, taking all those physical things, water, wine, meat, and wheat, and taking it and saying, this is physical, but I'm finding the elokus. I'm making it a karban. It's bringing me closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Here in the bracha of V'yitin Lecha Elokim, we're going to give you the Elokus, says Hashem, from Tal HaShemayim Mishmanei Aretz, and says the Medrash, that's the pshat and the connection between karbanos and this bracha. The karbanos are the manifestation of that bracha, that it's the ability to be mevara, to find from within all of the gashmias, all of the Elokus. So V'yitin Lecha Elokim, Hashem will give you the Elokus from Tal HaShemayim Mishmanei Aretz, from Rov Dagon, Visirosh. Such a beautiful concept from the Sfas Emes. So we saw today, very, I think, movingly, the Sfas Emes gave us four differences, really, between the bracha of Yaakov and Esav. Ostensibly, they're the same bracha. V'yitin lecha elokim, mital hashemayim, mishmanei aretz, mishmanei aretz, tal hashemayim, says the Sfas Emes, the difference is all in v'yitin lecha, yitin v'yachzor v'yitin. First of all, there's a difference that we're not going to receive, you know, one big prize and then we get to eat it all in this world. We want it piece by piece. We want piecemeal so that we have the next world saved for ourselves. The Esav doesn't merit that. Second of all, there's a nosing. There's a relationship. There's someone giving to us and we're taking from him. That always keeps us in constant contact and connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's a wonderful bracha. Additionally, we're always giving back. Yitin v'yachzor v'yitin. So there's a reciprocal nature to our relationship, a cyclical nature, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us bracha. We utilize the bracha for good, which is giving back nachas ruach to Hashem. Then he gives us more bracha, and we have that through v'yitin lecha, yitin v'yachzor v'yitin. Esav doesn't get that. And lastly, we saw in the Sfas Emes also, that really all of the brachas v'yitin lecha, all of it is exclusively for the Klal Yisrael. Elamai, the overflow goes to the Esav, and the Esav benefits mishmanei haaretz and mital hashemayim, but only through the v'yitin lecha to the Klal Yisrael. Lastly, we saw the Elokim such a beautiful var from the Sasem is Vitin Lacha Elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only going to give us the Shemani Aretz, the Tal HaShemayim, the Rov Dagam, the Sirosh, but he's going to show us the Elokus from within that. He's going to give us the inspiration, the Kedusha, the sanctity from within all of those physical things. So we should all accept the bracha of Yitzhak Avinu, that we should have all of these Vitin Lachas, such amazing things. We should focus not only on the Shemani Aretz and the Tal HaShemayim and the Rov Dagam, the Sirosh, but the Vitin Lacha. The Nesina, the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what it means in terms of what we give back to him. And that should help us, bizocha taka, to be mevara all of the Elokus, in all of the gashmis that we have in our lives, that we're zocha to, through the bracha of Hashem, that we should dig up the Elokus, we should live lives of spirituality, and we should all grow in our avodas Hashem. Everyone have a wonderful Rosh Chodesh and a wonderful Shabbos.